Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ted Schroeder joining us as we talk about beef sustainability in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that GoBob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. GoBob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, GoBob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Orlean wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
The 2016 Beef Sustainability Knowledge Summit was put together by the folks up at Kansas State University recently, talking about all the various aspects of sustainability for the beef cattle industry. One of the guest speakers, Dr. Ted Schroeder, says there's a lot of challenges as well as solutions that the cattle industry is grappling with these days when it comes to the issue of sustainability.
The concept of sustainability, I think in many ways, it took on sort of an adverse reaction to some because they thought it looked like it was going to be added cost that they were going to have to do in their operation in order to modify something. Really, at its core, I don't think that's the intention of sustainability as a discussion point. It's really to get into some of the details of resource use, not for somebody else, but for the operator themselves.
Schroeder says that for the cattle producer, it's important that they understand the concept of what sustainability is, namely, simply doing the right thing.
The key thing is for them to go in and say, you know, are we doing things here in the way that's the most efficient and most effective for our operation? These are just good management practices in a lot of ways. And I think really what the whole sustainability desire is that at the same time that we'd go through those metrics, one would also try to evaluate and say, well, am I also doing things here in this operation and this business model that would help enhance, let's say, water efficiency? So asking some questions in addition to just what's the efficiency of the operation day to day and per pound of calf or per pound of animal fed and finished, but what are some of the other impacts that I may be having long run that I may not always recognize myself short run?
Dr. Schroeder says one thing that cattle producers need to understand is the reality that sustainability will have an impact on beef demand.
Sustainability could have an impact either positively or negatively on beef demand, and here's reasons why. Consumers, the modern young consumer who is our consumer for the future in this industry, they have very specific expectations about food, beef in particular, but food in general. Some of those have dimensions of sustainability that are consistent with some of the things that we're hearing in the sustainability arena, and some of them aren't always the same. In other words, sustainability could complement or not complement those attributes. So sustainability is a component of some of those. Sustainability could actually adversely affect competitive pricing. Right, components of it could if you added a bunch of costs and you weren't just simply being more efficient.
Dr. Ted Schroeder talking with us today about the need for cattle producers to get their arms around beef sustainability successfully. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.